Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker. Brings the house down.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars for Our Town and Country Office National. Everything for your home or business office. Our Town and Country Office National has you covered.
It's a big hello to the world of radio. This is your Thursday Global Rush Hour and we welcome you on this grey Thursday here in the best place on earth, South Australia. This is a big, bad, out of control asteroid show. We are erratic and we're up and about and aroused. Crows, Matty Crouch, is he in their long-term plans? I don't think he is. That's the question being asked around the town. Lions footy boss David Noble has emerged as a leading candidate for the North Melbourne senior coaching job there, Byrne. Ooh. Hey, Nobes, if you're listening, don't do it. Don't do it. And Michael Voss has ruled himself out of the North Melbourne senior coaching position. Vossy, good call, right call, clever call, as Curry would say. Collingwood Football Club, stop telling lies about Treloar and Stevenson. To your members, fess up and man up. And the Masters is on tonight there, Byrne. And before I bring in you, the darling of Adelaide, our beloved son, Bernie Vince, I welcome you. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
There he is. That's our boy, Byrne. Good boy, Haydo.
Just keeps getting it done, Haydo, with those intro songs, doesn't he? Oh, jeez, I'm up.
Eduardo Betts has signed a one-year deal at Carlton. Are you surprised or not surprised?
No, well, we sort of heard that it was going to happen, so it's just made official today.
Right,
so, into his 17th season, Jars, which is a
Will he play every game
career.
Or he'll be monitored?
Well, he didn't this year. So I'd say probably play half. He'll be in and out of the side. Probably form-wise, Jars, rather than body-wise.
All right, Ben.
So, but well done to him.
Now, the Masters on tonight. You've got some very good stats. Can't wait.
Yes, I can't wait for this, Jars. Exciting. Always exciting to watch the Masters. This is one tournament that everyone gets up. Whether you follow golf or not, everyone always gets up on that Monday morning to watch the last round. So, Tiger Woods, Jars, I want to just run you through that. He's won 5 Masters. The great Jack Nicklaus has obviously won 6.
Yeah, the bear.
And he had from his first win to his second win, it was spanned 23 years, Jars. Wow. And he was ranked 33 in the world when he won his 6th.
God.
Now, let me run you through the Tiger scenario. He is on 5.
Yeah.
This would obviously be his 6th win.
Yes.
But 23 years after his first. Wait for it. It gets better.
Oh, no.
He's currently ranked 33rd in the world. Oh, my God. It's just meant to happen.
That's scary.
Tiger Woods is 44 years old.
Yes, he is, Haydo.
Yes.
44.
That's got nothing to do with it, though.
Stuff about his age, Haydo. This is scary stuff.
Unless Nicklaus was 44, too. I need to look into that. But, geez, what about that, Jars? Is that just meant to happen or what?
You are our Bruce McAvaney, our young version. And all Haydo cares about that Tiger's 44.
Yeah, 44. Who gives that stuff?
Australians have named 5 uncapped players as a struggling star spared the axe, which is Joe Burns there, Byrne, to take on the Indian cricket side.
Yes.
So we've got a 17-man test squad. There's no real big – a couple of ins. Pekoski's in.
Yes,
and he'll open with Dave Warner.
Yes, and looking forward to that.
And
he's,
Cameron Green, Byrne.
Yeah, the all-rounder.
They like him.
Yeah, they
there
do.
There is a little bit of arousement about him.
Bowls a bit of heat, big – tall bloke and bats well. Jars made some big hundreds. So I reckon it's time to inject some youth into this
team.
So I'd like to see Green and Petrovsky in it. Yep. So obviously Petrovsky, he's coming off 2 double hundreds, Jars, in a row. So in the form of his life, obviously. But they've got to nail that down to 11, don't they? So
He's going to replace Joe Burns in the opening's position, young William.
Yes. Yep.
Travis Head will bat at 5. So good to see our boy Trav back in the test lineup. You're not going to get – look, it's a very strong side. Labuschagne will 3, Smith 4, Head 5. Wade, they'll bat him at 6. They like him in the field.
Yep.
Obviously, the captain, Timmy Payne, done a great job. And then you've got Cummings, Stark, Hazelwood, Lyon. There you go. Settled as.
Yep. You might as well have just named 11, Jars. You should be a selector.
Well, we both
should be. I think
you
only named 10, though.
We both should be playing for the Stansbury Cricket Club to replace that bloke Pitt, the captain coach up there.
That bloke Pitt. He's the coach, not the captain, Jars.
Up next, we're going to go through all the trades. The deadline is looming tonight there, Burn. So we'll tell you who's going where and who's nicked off.
Big hook.
Now, some trades. What got signed off, Burn? And tell us what's we waiting on.
Yeah, so obviously the trade deadline is looming, Jars. 7:30 tonight. Yep. That shuts down, I think. So some deals got done today. Ben Brown finds himself at Melbourne now for, well, a couple of pick swaps as well. But basically, to cut out the pick swaps, for a second round pick, pick 33, that ends up
good
being.
Good fit for Melbourne, Byrne, do you
which
think?
Which they the got big boy? For Braden Pruce, who left and went to GWS. Okay. I think he is. I think they they definitely lack a key forward. Ever since Jesse Hogan's gone and Tom McDonald has been quiet.
Yeah,
they haven't had a forward. They've got Wiedemann coming through. It's going to be good, but I think he fits well into there. They need one anyway, so they went after the availability of Brown and got him, which is good. Tom Hickey goes to his fourth club, Jars. Goes to from West Coast to Sydney. Yes, yeah. He finds himself there, and for a pretty late pick because he didn't play much anyway for West Coast. Alex Witherden, finds himself at West Coast, speaking of West Coast, from Brisbane. So, lack of opportunity this year, uses the ball really well, and he was a sort of a lock last year across halfback, takes their kickouts a lot, so good user of the ball.
Yeah, that's it. That's the key.
Which will find himself at West Coast, which they'll use off halfback very well. So, good pickup there for a third-round pick too, so he didn't really have to give up too much, which is good.
And more good news,
Jack Higgins.
Right.
Jack Higgins finds himself at St Kilda from Richmond. So a couple of pick swaps early on, which sort of cancel each other out, but it's basically for a future second round pick. So St Kilda again, Jars, we spoke about it the other night. Just a destination club. Everyone wants to get there at the moment. But I guess now we're waiting and we're not quite at the deadline yet. So there's a few deals that we're all waiting or our ears are on the ground waiting. They are, the Dunkley deal. So whether he goes from the Bulldogs to Essendon, we're waiting on that. The Haitley deal to get him to Adelaide, whether that happens. And then obviously the Fantasia deal as well from Essendon to Port Adelaide has been
29.
Put on the back burner. I think in the end, Essendon will accept that. Probably late. They tried to play a bit of bluff. But I think they'll do it late and just get that done. Yeah. A lot of things revolving around Essendon here. Jeremy Cameron's another one, Jars, that hasn't got done.
This will go down to the 2 minutes to go before
and
deadline.
One of the biggest players in the AFL too. Yeah. So that's a big one we've got to keep our eye on. But being offered three first-round picks, basically, Jars, and they haven't accepted it. So whether they go back on it and accept it in the end, who knows? And obviously Adam Treloar's been a big talking point this whole trade period.
Collingwood are going to pay $300,000 of his wage. Is that correct for the next 5 years?
Yes. So that adds up to $1.5 million across the next 5 years.
To play
for another football club because the Bulldogs have been steadfast on only paying him $600,000 a year, which means he's on $900 a season.
He's not worth $900
for another 5 years, Jars.
He's not worth it. He can't use the footy.
If he's not part of your plans, why do you sign someone on $900,000 for 5 years, Jars? Oh, my God. I just do not know what the hell has happened there, but I don't know where that'll end up. Obviously, the other one is Jaden Stevenson at the Collingwood Football Club too, but I was doing my homework today, Jars, and I'm very good at doing that. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
North Melbourne, I want to speak about them for a sec. They have exited 14 players during this delist. Wow. Delisted opportunity time and also the trade period. 14 players. You know how many have come in?
How many, Byrne?
One.
One.
So one player.
They've got to find 13 more players.
13 players. So I don't know. The only other place now with the deadline looming in an hour or so is to go to the draft, which there's been no footy played over there in Victoria
at all
for the TAC Cup and the juniors. So that's a huge risk picking up that many players in a draft, Jar. So, Michael Voss has put his hand up. He doesn't want to coach North Melbourne.
Yep.
I wouldn't want to coach North Melbourne. I'm not sure who they're going to get for that role, but no one's put their hand up. And why would you?
Byrne, an over 50s Masters team that I've been approached to play.
Uh-oh.
I might put my hand up for the North Melbourne draft because I reckon I'd get a kick in a back pocket.
Yeah. Well, I'll go the other back pocket and we'll kick out to each other. There's one or two kicks for us.
Now, you said earlier it's like paying, what did you say about that comment regarding Jeremy Cameron or was it, Adam Treloar?
What about him?
It was like paying, you said that you said something along those lines. It was $900,000.
Paying Peter to rob Paul?
Yeah, well, it's like paying you $1 million to panel this show, which will never, ever happen.
What the, where the,
was
what
that
the hell
a
is he
to me
on
or
about?
Was it, I don't know
was
what that...
Was he, is that me or you had...
I don't know if he whacked or he complimented me.
I don't even know what that means.
Is it but...
A million...
And
I heard
thought
a million
the bloody trade
panel.
Period was confusing and Jar's bloody...
I heard $1 million and panel and not happening. I'm actually dumber from hearing that last 10 seconds of what Jar's, what fell out of his mouth.
Let's go.
Now, Bern, I was in a conversation with a dear friend the other day.
Yes.
And he said to me, blah, 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 I'd give him my last dollar. If I had a dollar left on me and I had nothing else left, I'd give my mate my last dollar. So it got me thinking, who would or wouldn't give their last dollar?
Oh, okay, yes. Who's a tight ass and who's not?
Yeah, so who wouldn't? I'll give you a couple of names to start it, who I think wouldn't give their last dollar to help a mate or someone in need.
Okay.
Right? Greg Blewett.
Straight off the bat.
All right, Byrne.
That came pretty natural.
Right.
Then.
I'll give you another one. Rob Lucas.
Oh.
There.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he wouldn't, he wouldn't give
really?
A dollar. No
what,
way.
The minister?
There you go.
Okay.
Matt O'Reilly.
Oh, our boss. Yes. The boss man at Triple M.
Yes,
sir.
Fired.
There
Fake
you
ten.
Go.
Cap teeth.
There you go, Matt O'Reilly. Steve Waugh.
Oh.
He wouldn't burn.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Now, well, I haven't heard that one.
Can
but...
I give you who would?
Yes, okay.
Who would? All right. And then I want you to come up with some names.
Yep.
A dear friend of ours, Jason Bird. He would.
Yes.
From
okay.
the National Wine Centre.
Yes, nice.
Freddie downstairs at Canetto's.
Oh, yeah, Freddie.
Mate,
yeah.
he would give his last dollar.
Yes, he would. Yeah, very nice.
Tommy
man.
Rockcliffe from Port Adelaide would.
Yes.
Me mate Tony at Cheeky Greek.
Yes, well, like that.
There's the bill fixed up.
And
hang on. I see what's happening here. Now, you've gone Birdie from the Wine Centre. You've gone Cheeky Greek.
Shut up.
You're going, where can I get all these free
I'll tell
stuff
you another
from?
Name. Marion Denise Jarman.
Oh!
Yeah. There you go. She would. If okay. she had a dollar left and I needed it, she'd give it to me.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Byrne, away you go. Who wouldn't, who wouldn't?
Well, you could have given me a bit of time to prepare
no,
this.
No, because that's how I roll.
Yeah, okay. Over time.
Well, who wouldn't give you a
who
dollar?
Who wouldn't?
Ben Rutten.
Oh, oh, yes. He wouldn't, would he?
Yeah.
Good boy.
Apologies there.
No, don't gotta, apologize.
No apologies. Okay.
Ben
no,
Rutten.
I'll keep that.
He'd keep a last dollar, wouldn't he, to
yeah.
his grave?
Oh, Tom that's, Lynch. Sorry.
Tom Lynch.
That slipped out.
That's the boy.
That slipped out.
There you The old Red Baron, Tommy
yeah,
Lynch,
yeah,
tight no, ass he is.
Yeah, that slipped out. Daniel Talia. Oh, that slipped out.
There he goes. Oh, he's no. starting to remember family.
Oh, it's starting to come back. See,
what about opposition teammates? What about opposition players or teammates at Melbourne?
Jack Viney.
Jack.
That slipped out.
Oh, Jack Viney. Mm.
Yeah, he's kept every dollar he's ever made, which he's made a few in his time
too. I didn't think he would be like that.
Farmer Tim.
Oh no, you've gone dad. Who would in your clan? Who would in your
people? Well, the Texan. He is very good like that. He just gives anything.
Yeah.
Anyone can use anything he's got. He can have it. Money doesn't
Spot
matter.
On. Yep. If he had a dollar left in his pocket, he'd give it to someone in need.
Yep. And now that's about all I've
that's
got.
That's it.
Are you forgetting someone in the studio that you, I don't know, co-host a show with?
Why has Jar's got his hand up?
If I had a dollar left, I'd give it to you.
Nah,
I'd give
I
it
do
anyone.
Trust that you would, but you just don't spring to mind. I'm just going to run through and do some things that you did.
All right.
Grey Nichols cricket bats. Cobra golf gear. Toyota, CMI Toyota. What else do I need?
Some breaking news coming out of Augusta, which starts tonight. The Masters. The US Masters, what's wrong?
It's not Jars, it's a setup. Tiger Woods test positive, they've got, but it says new test results confirm that Tiger test positive to the greatest of all time.
Oh, so. How about.
Have a look.
Do you know what? Oh, Bernie.
Oh, my God.
You know what we're going to do? No, 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 stop it. No. Bernie fell for good clickbait. We're going to start this again.
Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars for Our Town and Country Office National. Everything for your home or business office, Our Town and Country Office National has you covered.
Oh, thanks for sticking around. We're here till 7 o'clock and we love your support. Now, Bird, the Masters are on tonight.
Yes.
This is your DNA. Big Tiger Woods. Has he? Can he go back to back? The great man.
Oh, I'd love him to, Jars, but I just feel I don't think he will. I just don't think he's playing.
He's not in your multi?
What Aussie contingent can be a chance? Who do you reckon are a chance from our mob?
I think the biggest chance of the Aussies is Cam Smith. He's a young bloke. Yeah, I think he's from Queensland. He's been very, very good of late. Yeah. Obviously, Adam Scott, Jason Day, these guys are always around the mark. But my pick for it is John Rahm. He's in unbelievable
good form.
The big Spaniard, Jars. He's from Spain.
And we've got some expats that listen to us over there.
Yeah. Oh, his family probably listen to us daily.
Oh, I wouldn't
so
be
they'd
surprised.
Be very happy with the shout out. So,
Burn, I'm going Dustin Johnson for me.
He's my
favourite to win.
He's proven, Jars, at the level. He's been a number one for a long
credit.
Time.
He's a gun. He's a superstar. Of the comp.
He's been number one for I don't know how many weeks.
But
nearly
what
a record.
Great course, Burn. It's beautiful.
And it all kicks off tonight, obviously, or
have
late
you told
tonight.
Abs but... about the sit-in because I've already informed Maz because I took Maz out last night for our 31st anniversary.
Yes,
and then we went parking.
Yeah,
hence why we have to thank the Chief of Greek.
No.
Well, what, the parking? Yeah, no wonder you smell like blue vein cheese.
Just to watch the ocean. Coming up, we're going to talk to Connor Henry from the 36ers. We'll see how they're tracking. They've got a pre-season game tomorrow night at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre, 7 o'clock tip-off. And Callum Ferguson will also join us.
Oh, yes. I'm emotional about that.
We say goodbye to our very dear friend Callum Ferguson. So stick around, family. Plenty to get through.
Also, if you've got a spare bit of coin, a 2016 Select AFL Certified Signature Card from Bernie Vince, $65.
Hello. Geez, that's gone up in value.
That has gone up in value.
Hasn't it?
Doubled.
It's doubled.
It's doubled.
Really?
The last time we were talking about that, it was just over 30.
So what about all my products?
Must be all the national shows.
Hey, look up my products, please.
Andrew Jarman.
I need a Jarman magic book for Joshie from Cherry Gardens.
Okay.
In the quiz. Sorry. And we've got the quiz coming up right after this too, family.
You forgot about it.
Sorry, I'm just trying to find an unsigned one online.
How do you spell Jarman?
39.99. That's more than what you would pay in most bookshops. That is on eBay right
Jarman
now.
Jarman
Magic.
Signed?
Not signed.
No,
I think that's why it's so rare.
Because if it's signed, it's free.
Come on, let's play the quiz.
Triple M. The Furious Five. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
Two callers ballot out by answering five questions. The one with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious Five.
Yeah, it's back again on a Thursday, family. And we just want to thank everyone that have registered, don't we, Haydo?
Yeah, absolutely.
Through
up
the social medias and through our Twitter family and through everything that's alive and well. Is that fair?
It is fair, but you can also say that somebody is also going to get a free Google Home just for registering online. And you can also do it on our free Triple M app.
Okay, Brian from Port Noarlunga joins us. G'day, Brian.
How you going, fellas?
Good to hear from you, young man. It's been a while since you've played this magnificent contest.
Yes, that's right. It's a magnificent game.
That's the boy. And playing against you is our work experience young lad, Joshie. Joshie, welcome back again.
Thank you, Jars.
All right, after the earlier pot that you're going to replace me in this seat, big shoes to fill, young man.
Mm, big pressure on him too in this quiz.
Yeah, there you go, Jars.
The crowd behind Jars.
I beg your pardon, young man. Did he just whack me, Burn?
He's whacked you, Jars, and
two.
I liked
that's
it.
That's two for two.
I like what he's bringing to the table.
I don't. Okay, Brian and Joshie, now five questions. Call your name out first if you know the answer. There's a point if you get a question right, and there's a minus point if you get it wrong, and the other individual can have a crack if he wants. No lifelines today because I'm in a bit of a filthy mood. We've got a great prize, Haydo.
Yeah, the Google Home Mini.
What was that?
The Google Home Mini.
Is it
a smart
or
speaker?
A mini?
It's a smart speaker where you say, hey, Google, play Rush Hour Adelaide podcast, and it will.
Because Josh thought he was playing for a home, like a house.
No, that's when he goes and sees Bernie Vince, who's available to look after your property with your best interests at heart.
Okay. Josh, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Brian, you ready?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, crikey, ever listening.
Wayne, with your names.
Question number one, my boy, Burn.
Let's get these pancakes back up off the floor, Josh. Hey, question one. Which former Crow signed on to play his 17th season of football next year today?
Josh.
Yes, Joshie. You're going to be long?
David McKay.
What the hell did he say?
Former crow, Josh. You want to be a producer of this show? You've got to listen to the question. If you're going to pot us, you've got to have back it up with something.
All right, Brian, you got a chance. Who is it?
What was the question? I missed it.
Oh my God! I don't know how long I can keep going.
Are we going to continue, Josh?
No, we've got to keep going.
Are we not?
No. What's the answer, Byrne?
Well, it's Eddie Betts.
Right, bang.
Now, you're both listening question. For God's
Brian,
sake.
Listen up. Get off the cans.
Brian, you there?
Number two.
Yeah, how do you spell Brian? Brian.
Oh, Burn, number two, please.
He's not even listening.
Yes, he is.
Anyway, question two. Right. Name a player that scored a try for the Blues last night in Origin.
Josh.
Yes, Josh.
Oh, here it goes.
His name is Josh, but I can't remember his last name.
No, you go, you know.
Was that not right?
No,
I'm
Josh.
I'm not accepting that.
Well, didn't Josh Freinberg? Didn't he get a try?
Addo Carr.
Okay, question
That's
three.
Yeah, but you got to say his name. You can't just throw your own name out there. You didn't score, mate.
Who was it, Josh? Burn? I mean, Burn, who was it?
Well, Addo Carr, there was a few.
Question three, Byrne, and currently scores are zip
zero.
This is rivaling the Stansbury boys. None from five. Okay. Question three.
Here we go, boys.
Does Jerome Randall still play for the Adelaide 36ers?
Josh.
Yes, Josh.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got one.
Where's the bell?
I played the bell.
Wait, Brian, are you there?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, my God. Jeez, you're in a tunnel. All right, one zip. Jossie's way, the work experience boy. Now, all number right. three, four, Burn.
Yes, question four.
Good luck, Brian.
Which team has Richmond's Jack Higgins just been traded to?
Brian.
Yes, Brian.
Hey, Bombers.
Sorry?
He said the Bombers. Oh, my God. If you listen to the show earlier, Bernie mentioned where he was going. Honestly. Where is he? Well, Josh, you got an opportunity.
St Kilda.
Yeah.
Yes, he's won.
The no, there's another question.
You got another question.
There's another question.
He can't win.
Well, you never know.
It's worth double points, this.
Oh, God.
Number five.
Brian's asleep anyway.
Brian,
he's not going to answer.
The St Kilda Football Club Jack Higgins has gone to.
Yes, St Kilda.
All right, Brian, you there?
Yeah, mate.
I don't think he is.
He's fading away.
Put the phone... When you're on the phone, Brian, you've got to put it near your mouth so we can hear.
Oh, God.
Right.
Here we go. Number
Brian.
Five. Last
Hello,
question.
Brian.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, good. Good right, Brian. Question five. Which major golf tournament tees off tonight?
Brian.
Yes, Brian.
Oh. US Masters.
Yeah!
Absolutely.
2-1.
He saves his strides.
Congratulations. Thank you, Brian.
No worries. Cheers, mate.
Good to see you, mate. Good to hear from you. We'll give you a buzz when we're ready.
Maybe just upgrade that phone, mate.
Well played, Josh. Work experience, young man. Well done.
Tell you what, that was a lot more messier than yesterday.
He wants to be. He wants to ask the questions.
He wants to be a producer. He wants to take your role.
Whose role will he take? Yours or mine?
He'll probably take mine.
Both.
All right, family. That's it for Thursday edition of the Furious Five. Well played. Well, one man that we're very proud of, and he said goodbye for the last time in the South Australian red cap. He's done us proud. He's been one of our greats. He joins us on the Rush Hour, Callum Ferguson.
Boys.
Good afternoon, mate, and
thanks for having me.
It's well played, and congratulations on a great career. A bit emotional. We're both a bit emotional here, Ferg.
Tearing up.
Jeez. What a farewell you're sending me here.
Right. Yeah, no one's died. Come on.
Very, very somber.
Yes, it is. Mate, what were the emotions you felt? Was it when you made the decision? Was it relief, excitement, what lies ahead? How'd you feel?
Yeah, it's a funny one. I've been told by a lot of people that you'd feel almost an instant sense of relief, but I don't think it was until I actually spoke to the entire playing group and got a lot of stuff off my chest to them, because it probably changed my notes 24 times in 24 hours leading into making the actual speech to them, because you don't know what to say and what to put in there, what to leave out, but. Once I got that out the way, I felt a hell of a lot better about everything, and it really sat nicely. I wasn't sure how I was going to feel after I made the decision, but certainly once I spoke to the playing group, I felt a real sense of relief, and the rest of the week was just great fun. Obviously, we didn't get the result we were looking for, but you know, the players were great and got around me and made my last week a really enjoyable one, even though we didn't get the result.
Hey, I want to talk to you about your last match. Not out in the first innings and just fell short. Now, that umpire's just got no sense of theatre.
No, he's got
just
no romance at all.
That umpire went straight up, Jazz. He just went straight up. He appealed with the Queensland cricket side. And now,
off stump too, that delivery.
Was that I didn't even get a chance to look up before his finger was
Mate.
Jeremy.
Trigger finger.
I thought both his hands were up in appeal, but I didn't realise he was umpiring, and I had to walk off, didn't I?
Yeah, Greg Blewett appealed too.
Greg Blewett appealed.
He didn't want you to knock off any more of his records.
No bar. Old skinny flog.
Jeez. Unbelievable scenes. I was a bit flat, obviously, and gave him a bit of a look on the way off, but you know, that's the game, isn't it? It was probably just clip and leg, but geez, where's the, where's the benefit of the doubt these days?
It was hitting middle halfway up, but it's always not out in your last match. Yeah, bloody exactly. Hell, mate. Don't give him an out. He might be listening.
That ball hit in the box.
Going over by a set. It was good fun.
I want to touch on, it's been obviously a very successful career at Shield level and Big Bash level, but I want to talk to you about your test match. Now, you debuted against South Africa in 2016, and within an hour, I don't know whether many people remember this, but within an hour, Australia are 4 for 16, Jars.
That's it, Ben.
Ferg comes in on a hat-trick ball,
gets
run out, missed out in the second innings, and then was controversially dropped for Nick Maddison the next test, and that was it for his test career. Do you ever think back to that and go, geez, I missed an opportunity there, or should have, I believe you should have got more of an opportunity.
Oh, look, yeah. I mean, it was a tough way to go. I mean, getting run out in your first innings, and then I don't know if you saw the second innings, but I went to sway out the way of a short one from Rabada, and it shot through and actually hit my gloves, which were sitting down near my knees. And that was quite a stiff one as well. But I don't know. Like, it's a tough one. I have always been of the opinion when we talk about selection with any team that I've been a part of that, you know, you really don't pick a guy for one game and then leave them out, you know, because really, unless the players come in for an injury, which wasn't the case, I feel like you pick a guy and he's not just in your best side for one game. He's in your best side for at least two or three until you find out whether they're good enough at that level or whatnot. And that's just how I view it. So, look, it was disappointing and frustrating and made me angry and a whole raft of things. But I'd been around the game by the time I got my test debut for long enough to know that these decisions do happen from time to time. So I tried not to think about it as much as possible over the rest of my career because I knew it'd probably just set me back rather than help me get anywhere. Yeah. So I tried to park it as much as possible.
Ferg, are we seeing a rebuild down there at the Sacker? Because we've been very average the last 3 or 4 years. It hasn't been where we should be as a very proud cricket state. And obviously they've got to start playing some youth and looking at our local product here in South Australia. Is that where you're seeing it in the next couple of years at the Redbacks?
Yeah, look, I think that's probably part of the reason I decided to move on from the Sheffield Shield. After I got left out of the first game, it really knocked the wind out of my sails. Yeah. I felt like I was fired up for a big year. If I get 1,000 runs, I can help the side push for a final. Being left out of the first game, I don't really feel like I understood how much it knocked me over until probably getting a game the next game. So I got left out of the first game, then came back for the second. Mm. And it was when I was probably in the field for over 100 overs that I started to go, I feel like I've just lost a bit of the zest or the edge.
Yeah.
And I think that was where it started for me. And look, I feel like once I played the next couple of games and started looking at where we were at the start of the season and where it was potentially going, I felt like it would be a really good chance for someone to have an opportunity to make number 5 or number 3 their own in the second half of the year.
Yeah.
Get a proper crack at it, potentially 4 to 5 games, depending on what the schedule looks like. And I just felt like it was the right time for me and the team. So you know, it's never an easy decision for anyone if you ask them, but I felt like being able to go out whilst I'm still playing good cricket and feeling like I'm going to go out and make runs whenever I walk out there, you know, not many guys get the opportunity to do that. Mm. And I felt like to have that chance now, you know, it just felt right. So that was the decision I made, and I'm comfortable with it.
Well done. Ferg, looking through a few of your stats, over 20 matches, over 8,000 runs, 1,900s, all these beautiful-looking stats, 31 days, average 41 jars, not bad. But I look down to the wickets column, and I see two first-class wickets.
There you go, Burn.
And best figures, 2 for 32.
Stop.
You got two wickets in the same match. What the hell
well
do you
done,
know?
That's absolutely right. Took the third new ball down at Hobart.
That's the boy.
Third new ball. Gary Putland, I think both his hammies were hanging by a thread. His side had torn off the bone. He got one over with the third new ball. And Phil Hughes, who was captaining that day, said, "Ferg, you're the man to do this. You're the man to play through."
No. And he did.
And poor old Evan Golbus, who was on 235 at the time, I said, "Hughesy, throw a first slip in, two gullies, and I'll sort this bloke out." Just came wide of the crease, wobbled the seam a little bit. The big fella at the other end didn't know which way it was going to nip. Yeah. Just straightened on him a touch, grabbed the edge, and Tom Cooper did the rest of the first slip. That was straight
well
out of the top draw, that stuff. And it was a decent catch too. One hand going to his right coops. The rest is history. Ben Hilfenhaus walked out. Licked my lips there, didn't I? Put a bit extra in at the crease and went straight through him. Didn't get near it. Middle stump line on the ground. It was a wonderful little period of play there.
That's the boy.
Yeah,
Ferg, we're gonna let you go. Outstanding career, mate. We're very proud of you. The state's proud of you, and you know you love your Roosters. You love your Crows. All the best, mate, and enjoy the future.
Good on you, boys. Always a pleasure.
Callum Ferguson there. We say goodbye, Burn.
Oh, yeah. Sad day for us, Jars. A bit emotional, actually.
And there it is.
Here we go. I don't like
cricket. Blew it.
Got in beautifully bowled. What a f***er.
A new era begins at the Adelaide 36ers, Burn, and joining us is the 36ers coach, Connor Henry, joins us for the first time on the Global Rush Hour show. Welcome, Connor.
Fellas, how are we doing today?
Well, we're doing pretty well, and we're very, very excited about what's happening. The 36ers play tomorrow night. They take on the Brisbane Bullets at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre. Tip off at 7 o'clock. You must be pleased with the pre-season program. And the second question, tell us about your new recruits.
Well, we're excited for the weekend, for sure. It's we've been going at each other here for better part of a couple of weeks, and it's going to be good to play somebody else other than ourselves. And thankful that Brisbane's coming down and Andre's bringing his crew, and both teams are in the position to really figure out where they're at in this early part of the season, and that's our goal. So excited about it.
There's been a big lot of list changes, or you've had a big shake-up of the list, and you've added former NBA guard Donald Sloan. Now, how's his experience been for the rest of the group, and what are your expectations of him this year?
Well, Donald's going to be great for us. He hasn't arrived yet. We're expecting him soon to the camp, but our expectations are high. He brings a wealth and experience of leadership. He's played in the league in the NBA for better part of 8-9 seasons. He will help to mentor all of our young guards, Josh Giddey, Alex Madrunja, points, and just bring that experience to our whole group, which we believe we need.
Connor, how do you transform the 36ers into a powerful and respected team in 2021?
Well, I think when we sat down 5 months ago, the goal between Grant, Jeff, and myself was to rebuild the roster, bring in quality people, establish a culture of guys rocking up every day, liking to come to work, because as we all know, you got to like to walk in the building to put your work in to have some success. And I think we've got a group that believes in each other.
Yeah.
I think we'll have a group that plays for each other, and you know, we'll measure wins as they come, and we have to go through the shared experiences throughout that to build something. So we'll build it.
Yeah.
How have you found Adelaide and the transition into the city itself, and how's that side of it been?
Love it. It's quite like Southern California weather-wise. I've been up into the hills a bunch. We hiked Mount Lofty.
Nice.
I've hit some of the vineyards. Enjoy the bed. I'm finding my way around the city with some really good restaurants, and I don't need to use my GPS anymore.
Yeah.
So
well played. Hey.
Google Maps.
We've adopted him, Burn.
Yes. Now, have you got an AFL team yet? Ooh, because there's a couple in town, and well, have you got one yet?
I haven't. I say that reluctantly because I know if I choose one or the other. I have watched footy this year, not as much in past years when I was out west in WA and then in Sydney a number of years back. So I'm still getting to know the two teams here, but I choose one.
Connor, update on the wee man Jerome Randall after his knee recon. Where's he at?
Well, Jerome's not with us this year any longer.
I'm serious. I thought he was still playing. I thought he was contracted for next year.
So did I actually, guys.
Did you, Ben?
Yeah, I did.
Are these trick questions?
No, not at all. not at all, Connor. I thought the wee man was still with us.
Yeah, no, I will give you an update from what I heard. Jerome's health is much better with his knee.
Okay.
I've seen reports of him working out, and he'll land in a place soon for sure.
Honestly, I thought he still was committed till next year. That was
our thoughts and prayers go out to him anyway.
Yeah, absolutely, because it was a horrible knee injury.
What about off field in terms of leadership? Because the club had a lot of issues, especially probably over the last couple of years, but in particular last year. How have you been on that side of things, developing their leadership in that sense?
Well, personally, it's nice that I wasn't involved the last couple of years, and we've got the opportunity to come in here and establish a little bit of a different culture. We've turned the leadership over to our three veterans this year in Daniel Dillon, Brendan Tees, and MVP of the club, Daniel Johnson. And so we've begun that process of developing it. Really, it's been ongoing for about 3 weeks now. We want to be known around the country and in town as a group that plays hard and plays together. And so
nice.
And like I've alluded to, we have to go through those shared experiences, both wins, losses, and hard work to establish this culture. And I think we're going to get there.
Connor, South Australia, we love our sports and we love our state team. So there's no doubt we'll get on the bandwagon. And the Adelaide Entertainment Centre is a magnificent venue to watch basketball. And we take on the Brisbane Bullets tomorrow night in a pre-season game at 7 p.m. tip-off. And we've got tickets via Ticket Tech. Now, before I let you go, Larry Bird, what kind of influence did he have on you, Connor?
Well, Larry's work ethic was above everybody else's.
There you go.
He was there early, late. The great thing about Larry was he pushed everybody to be even better. And so I learned from one of the best, and he had an impact on my life early on in my career.
Nice.
Brilliant. All the best, mate. Welcome to Adelaide, and we look forward to the summer basketball season getting underway, and we're around the top two.
Thanks, fellas. We'll see you at the Entertainment Center. Thank you.
See you, mate. Connor Henry
Connor.
The 36ers, the big boss there, Burn.
Yes.
And we had some giggles in there. I actually thought Jerome was still with us.
Yeah, well, I actually did too, Jazz. Well, I was wondering how he's at with his knee, so that's I don't mind that question, Jazz.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Let it go through.
Only because I got called in the management yesterday.
Oh, he knows the drill, boys. Right, he knows the drill and was threatened to... Well, Josh was going to take your job if you spoke over that one.
So put up with that rubbish. But anyway, we're about to wrap up the show. It's been a lot of fun. Now, Burn, a couple of facts, mate, because you are educating the people of Adelaide. Honestly, I walk around the streets with the nostrils flaring and they all talk about Burn's fun facts.
Yes. Well, Jazz, got a couple for you today,
buddy.
As well.
Always a couple, isn't it?
Jazz.
Yes, Burn.
Have a guess what... Tyromancy is.
It's a dinosaur.
Well, what do you... I like that as a guess. Not bad. Is that just because I asked you what Jurassic was two nights ago?
No.
It's in your brain, isn't it?
No. Well, it's got to be close to some sort of mammal.
Tyromancy is the practice of predicting the future using cheese. Oh, wowee. I didn't even know that was possible.
What a stupid fact.
Oh, he's gone.
What? What do you mean?
No, I don't. That is wrong.
Why?
I've been called an oracle from time to time. But not a cheese.
Cheese.
You.
Cheese?
Honestly.
What cheese would you be? That one that's like that blue
craft cheese
or whatever it is?
I'm a craft cheese.
Blue cheese. The one that stinks.
Got a bit of mould on the outside. Hey, all right,
what's the other one, mate?
Just the final fact before you walk out, Charles.
I've got dinner tonight.
Are you familiar with Big Ben?
Yes, sir, in London. The big clock.
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir.
Do you know Big Ben, Jazz,
yes,
is leaning over so much,
yes,
it can now be seen with the naked eye. In 4,000 years, it will be at the same angle as the tower in Pisa is now. Oh, my God.
Oh, God, that's a big
oh
one.
Oh, my God.
Is that a big one, is it?
I've got a fact I can throw on top of that, Bern.
Yeah, go, Hayden.
What? Big Ben isn't the name of the clock. Big Ben is the name of the bell in the clock.
Yeah. Oh, Elizabeth Tower.
You didn't know that, did you?
No, it's called Elizabeth Tower, if you want me to tell you.
Actually, Ben's right as well.
Oh.
Yeah. Suck on that one, John.
See you, family. Yeah. Bloody. Almost go.
Bloody blue vein cheese, Jarman.
See you tomorrow.